Judicial nomination hearings don't often go viral, and Matthew Spencer Peterson probably wishes his hadn't. Peterson is one of President Trump's nominees to become a district judge on the U.S. District Court for D.C. The video that went viral showed Peterson struggling to answer basic questions about the law posed by Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. We're going to listen now to the first minute of that exchange.
Have any of you not tried a case to verdict in a courtroom, Mr. Peterson? Have you ever tried a jury trial?
I have not.
Civil?
No.
Criminal?
No.
Bench?
No.
State or federal court?
I have not.
Okay. Have you ever taken a deposition?
I was involved in taking depositions when I was associate at Wiley Ryan when I first came out of law school. But that was...
Have you ever... How many depositions?
I would... I'd be struggling to remember.
Less than 10?
Yes.
Less than 5?
Probably somewhere in that range.
Have you ever taken a deposition by yourself?
I believe no.
Okay. Have you ever argued a motion in state court?
I have not.
Let's bring in Dahlia Lithwick, who covers the courts for Slate and hosts the podcast Amicus. Hi, Dahlia.
Hey there, Jeremy.
And have you ever tried a case to verdict? And I'm not going to go there with you, but how unusual was that?
It was the longest 5 minutes, not only in the life of the nominee, but for all of us watching it. It was excruciating. I should tell you, under the radar, you know, this has been happening. Trump has broken all land speed records in terms of putting up nominees, doing what he did at this hearing, you know, having 2, 3, 4 stacked at a time. So there's no time to vet, no time to question. So this has been going on. I think what we saw in this particular moment was a materialization of sort of the worst version of what we've actually been seeing happening since inauguration, which is putting up very young, not qualified nominees and then mashing them through in the hopes that the Republicans would confirm anybody.
Well, as you said, it was a troubling 5 minutes. We only played 1 minute of it. I want to just listen to a bit more. This is later in the hearing when Kennedy quizzed Peterson on some legal principles. Let's listen.
Well, as a trial judge, you're obviously going to have witnesses.
Yes.
Can you tell me what the Daubert standard is?
Senator Kennedy, I don't have that readily at my disposal, but I would be happy to take a closer look at that.
Okay.
That is not something that I've had to contend with.
Do you know what a motion in limine is?
Yes, I haven't. My background is not in litigation as when I was replying to Chairman Grassley. I haven't had to, do a deep dive. And I understand and I appreciate this line of questioning. I understand the challenge that would be ahead of me if I were fortunate enough to become a district court judge.
Now, Dahlia, I don't know what the Daubert standard is, but then again, I'm not trying to become a federal judge. Are these things that federal judge nominees should know?
Yeah, I think that, some of these, as you go through the rest of the agonizing colloquy, there are some questions he asks about abstention doctrine that maybe all of us don't remember, even if we went to law school. Daubert is actually one of the things that I think if you took any evidence class, you at least know ballpark what it is. A motion in limine, I think if you watch Law and Order, you kind of know what that is. So some of these are feel pretty egregious. Some of them are harder. But I think the general sense that he had absolutely no idea, and I think David French at the National Review said didn't think he needed to study for the test.
Well,
I think that's the problem.
If people are listening to him and saying, "Who is this guy?" He's the chair of the Federal Election Commission right now.
Yeah, no, this is a very, very high power person. He's been doing an awful lot at the FEC to try to refuse and decline to force campaign finance laws. So he's a player. But I think that, again, there's this sense undergirding a lot of these Trump nominees. We remember this from Ben Carson and Betsy DeVos, that if anybody could do it, maybe we should just put up anybody. And I think that the sense that that's starting to infect judicial nominations is really what's in evidence here.
What are the qualifications for becoming a federal judge? And is it common for someone, even before President Trump, to be nominated for a federal judgeship who has no trial experience?
I think the ABA, their standard is they want you to have 12 years of legal experience, of meaningful legal experience. We are now seeing folks who've had 1 year, 2 years. This is, I think, the first time where we're seeing nominees who've never set foot in a courtroom, never argued a motion. So I think that somewhere between what the ABA's blue sky, you know, minimum of 12 years and what we're seeing, which is zero, that's a big, big change. It is partly a function, Jeremy, of the fact that they're putting up people who are 35 and 36. And partly, I think, a function of the fact that they're putting up people who are coming up through political offices and not through any legal offices. So those things are really radically new, I think.
And Chuck Grassley of Iowa, the Republican who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, said on Wednesday that the Senate would reject two controversial judicial nominees, Jeff Mattier and Brett Talley. What can you tell us about them?
Again, very young. Brett Talley was up for the district court in Alabama, 36 years old, never tried a case. ABA had unanimously called him unqualified. Then it turned out he'd forgotten to disclose that he was married to the White House counsel's chief of staff. He never disclosed that. Then it turned out he'd written thousands of blog posts celebrating things like, quote, the early KKK and telling people who were not gun control advocates that they were wimps. So he got himself in trouble at his hearings by not only not disclosing, but I think also by being a little smug. Jeff Mattier, again, has this kind of harrowing history of having said things, most famously, that transgender children are, quote, Satan's plan, and that same-sex marriage equals debauchery. So these are folks, again, this is Republicans on the committee have put through and seated bloggers. I mean, we've had other bloggers come through who've written equally shocking things. So Grassley drawing the line in the sand at Talley and Mattier is interesting, but it is a line in the sand. These folks we thought 2 weeks ago were shoo-in.
Well, and they were rejected, as you say, but Leonard Stephen Graz was confirmed to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals by a party line vote, despite the fact that the American Bar Association rated him not qualified. What do we know about him, and how unusual is that?
That was another very, very controversial nominee, Jeremy. He got in by a vote of 50-48. For the ABA to name somebody unqualified, it's only happened three times since 1989, and that's through 17,000 nominees is the data I'm looking at. And when Obama's two nominees were called unqualified by the ABA, they were pulled back. So to have somebody Gratz had written, again, radically anti-Roe v. Wade, anti-same-sex marriage, looks like there were temperament issues that the ABA found. Nevertheless, he was pushed through, and the claim on the Judiciary Committee from the Republicans is that the ABA is a liberal hack enterprise and that all 200 lawyers who were interviewed were biased. So we're seeing the sidelining of what used to be seen as nonpartisan institutions as part of the vetting process. Now they're all being called biased and noms are getting through.
And these stumbles notwithstanding, it does seem like President Trump is getting his judicial nominees through the Senate faster than certainly President Obama.
That's right. I think that now we have now broken all records this week when the 12th Circuit Court nominee, so that's the appeals court, the federal appeals court, got through to a seat. We've now broken the records of Nixon and JFK, who had seated 11 nominees in their first year. Obama only got three, Jeremy,
right,
in his first year. So we're, like I said, land speed records are being shattered.
So do you think that Peterson, who we heard from in the beginning there in that questioning, is going to make it through?
I think he hurt himself, and I think he actually, having Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, a Republican who, as I said, voted from some other controversial nominees, even after saying he didn't like the bloggers, he didn't like the attitude.
Right.
So for John Kennedy to flip, I think you're seeing the beginning of a really interesting fissure there.
That's Dahlia Lithwick, who writes about the law for Slate and hosts the podcast Amicus. Dahlia, thank you.
Always a pleasure.